This is a CHOI news report. A heat warning has been issued by Environment Canada for East Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast. Daytime highs are forecast to hover between 29 and 32 degrees starting on Sunday, with overnight lows of 17 and 18 degrees. The heat will also affect the Lower Mainland and the Fraser Valley, with temperatures ranging 33 degrees away from the water and could soar as high as 38 degrees in Lytton. Temperatures are expected to return to seasonal values by Friday. Dr. Shannon Waters, a medical health officer for Island Health, says people need to get ready for the heat.
So what we've been asking people in general is to have preparations in place for our summer seasons, because we know we're having hotter weather overall. Things that you can do is look at having ways to keep your home cool. In some cases, that may be for some people the ability to have air conditioning. Also really important is having shade exteriorly over your windows. That can make a big difference. Also, if you have basements or other areas of your living space that are cooler, you can go to those areas and really have a way to keep an eye on the internal temperature in your home. Temperatures from 26 to 31 within the home. For certain populations, people who might be more susceptible to heat, those who are older, for instance, those could be concerning temperatures. And if the temperature inside your home gets above 31, you need to go somewhere else where it's cooler. Sometimes at night, that can actually be outside. And over this weekend, if temperatures do get hot, good places to go are places where there's shade or to a lake or by the ocean, because those are generally places that are cooler.
Water says you need to be aware of the symptoms of heat stroke and heat exhaustion.
So there can be excessive sweating, some dizziness, increased heart rate. Also important to do is to actually check your body temperature. Some cases, you know, going somewhere, drinking water, keeping yourself hydrated is really important, getting somewhere that's cooler. But if you have someone who might be more susceptible to heat and you're noticing things such as they're feeling a bit dizzy or not making sense, looking a little bit confused, that is signs of something more serious happening, and you need to get someone to a cooler place and also look at getting them medical attention. The other thing I didn't mention before, which I would be remiss to not say, is also we need to think about people who have mental health impacts, particularly those who might be on medications, because that can decrease their sensitivity to and also their resilience to heat out in the community.
Lisa Brinkman, manager of community planning at the City of Nanaimo, says you can cool down in libraries, shopping malls, and lobbies of city recreation centers, or take a dip in public swimming pools, or go for a skate at local arenas. The City of Courtney is offering free swimming in outdoor pools in August as part of a pilot project approved by City Council last month. There's currently no plan in Nanaimo to make outdoor pools free of charge, but Brinkman says the city just completed an extreme heat study and its final report is expected later in the summer.
Particularly for the vulnerable populations, it was identified that the city has a lot of rivers and treed forest areas and shaded waterfront areas that people tend to go to for cooling. So that's where we find sort of our vulnerable populations tend to go.
For people in Nanaimo who are experiencing homelessness, the city has partnered with agencies to help them beat the heat.
We've provided funding to local nonprofit agencies for cooling supplies like water bottles, sunscreen, hats, personal misters, cooling towels, shade tents. Financial resources were provided to local service agencies to distribute through their outreach teams to our vulnerable population in the street.
The City of Nanaimo's water parks for kids and a misting station at Mafeo Sutton Park will be open and unaffected by the current watering restrictions. Nanaimo's manager of water resources, Mike Squire, says in a statement that the Jump Lake Reservoir is 77% full, which is 9% lower than average. The current Stage 3 watering restrictions that have been placed since early July have seen consumption drop by 10% for this time of the year. Squire doesn't see the city needing to move to Stage 4 watering restrictions, but is monitoring the situation. Dr. Water says that while the heat wave is something people should take seriously, it's not going to be the same extreme heat that killed 600 British Columbians in 2021, including six in Nanaimo.
You're going to feel hotter temperatures than we've felt during the summer to date so far, but it's not going to be of the impact that we saw in 2021, but it's still going to be important to find places to stay cool, to keep hydrated, and to touch base with those who you know might be more impacted by the heat that's around us.
For local information on how you can stay cool next week, see your local government's website. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.